The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
And at the home of Siren FM, the University of Lincoln, we've still got the media show taking place. We've already had an exciting meeting about what's taking place in 2 weeks' time from now. Do you know what's happening in 2 weeks' time from now, Nikki?
The Lincolnshire Show.
The Lincolnshire Show, exactly. Yes.
Sorry, I was miles away.
Excitement continues
everywhere.
And we've also found that attending the Lincolnshire Show will be the fabulous Rebecca Townsend and Jive Pony. Yes, equine gymnastics, present at the Lincolnshire Show. It just gets better and better, really. It's still, you know, like,
is it worthwhile taking the kids? Do you reckon they're going to have a good time?
I would have thought so.
Are they going to be tractors?
They're going to be lots of tractors, lots of, I mean, you know.
Sell it to me.
I can see that Cameron would be getting on the first flight from Nashville back to the UK just to attend the Lincolnshire Show.
I get the impression Cameron is a bit homesick for the UK.
I think so. I mean, you know, Peterborough is still in his heart. You can take the boy. You can
especially
take the boy out
the
of Peterborough.
Commute into London, I gather that was the highlight of his stay.
You can't take Peterborough out of the boy. It's the happy people that are in London. Listen, let's say a hearty good congratulations to Jodie Orton, who's just started work with Harvey Nix. I'll mention the name, yes. So well done, Jodie. Ed Wellman is sorting out his nuts, quite literally, wheel nuts. I don't know. It's what happens. We're driving off to Bramham tomorrow. And we hear that Katie Grimason shall hopefully be online because we took a photograph of the team, as we're referring to, Team Siren, Team Midweek Drive, who are actually going to be attending the Lincolnshire Show. I didn't actually tag Katie Grimason in the photograph. And Katie Julie said, don't forget me. Katie, as if we could forget you. The first thing that Nicola said when she came into the studio, I should say Nikki said when she attended the studio was, where is Katie? I said, Birmingham. You said, why?
Mm-hmm. Katie, we miss you.
Quite right, too. But there we are. So that's the team there who will be blogging and tweeting. And you can find that through hashtag all things. I think last year we had, several million impressions and various other things. We want to actually beat that. 5 million, I think, are actually there. So we want to go even further than that. So, Cameron, we're reversing things today because I thought let's give it a bit of a play around with this whole system. Purely and simply because when you've got a band who have actually collectively sold over 100 million copies with 59 gold and platinum recordings and have got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you might think they know a little bit about the business called show. What would you say, Cameron?
They might, and they wouldn't be unlike all the performers that are in town here in Nashville.
Exactly.
The country music festival.
Precisely, and that's why I thought, because this is done, I mean, the first stage with, of course, Jimmy Osmond was as a pre-record. Wonderful. You'll hear so many treats coming up in the show later. It's amazing, and he will hopefully be joining us as a regular correspondent. Obviously, he's not taking your place, Cameron. You appreciate that. I mean, okay. You know, I know you've done a cracking version of Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool, but I figured, you know, didn't quite identify as.
I actually played it on the nose bagpipes, you know, when you hold your nose and
nice.
Then bang your throat with your hand.
Too much information, Cameron, at this stage of the day, but never mind. You know, I know where we're going to with this. Are you ready to actually cast your critical ear over from their latest album, The Osmonds, who indeed will be in Britain in September? They'll be actually on the Darlington Civic Theatre doing a whole range of things with the American Jukebox Show. They've played a whole range of things from that point of view. And, but I'll admit it, a guilty pleasure. I mean, did you get the Osmonds in Germany,
Canada,
Nikki?
When I grew up. Yeah, I mean, I had a big crush on Marie.
As I make clear in the interview, that has been, in fact, I do mention your name, Cameron, in the interview.
Okay.
Yeah, so
all
it's really
cool.
Thanks. And Nikki?
I can't honestly say I remember. Mm. I think that's possibly because I've been here too long and it's all, you know, 20 years coming this September, it's all merging into one. I want to say yes,
well, you might
but
think,
I might be committing
you might
radio
think
perjury.
That given that the majority of the original Osmond brothers, obviously Jay, Merle, Wayne, Alan, even Jimmy, etc., they're into their sixth or seventh decade, you might think, have they still got it? You know, have they still got it? This is the question that Cameron Tilbury is going to actually answer at this particular stage. Personally, I make no bones about it, I think they have. Cameron, are you ready for the Osmonds full to fly
I'm
on
ready.
Siren 107.3 FM.
I'm holding all the pieces now. They're broken off and falling down. This had to be, but my eyes still stay.
Sometimes
you got to fall.
You do.
Fall to fly. Fly.
Sometimes you gotta fall to fly. What do you think, Nikki?
Oh, you know, For the day I've had, for the week I've had, this was the perfect song.
Exactly.
Perfect song. I think I'm falling before the fly.
There are those of us who are, as Cameron would actually say, more experientially enhanced, chronologically gifted, or just slightly more mature than the average listener. Who would turn around and say, look, you can take your take that and your Boyzone and your Westlife and the boy. I mean, in many ways, these guys were the quintessential folk, didn't I? Mean, they kind of set that whole Osman mania, Osbros mania going, obviously post Beatles and all the rest of the aspect within that. But anyway, what did you make of Fall to Fly, Cameron Tilbury?
I thought, you know, it was a really good song. The vocals at the beginning, where it was just a solo bit, didn't knock me out, but once they hit that wall, the harmonies are tight, they're really good.
It's little wonder Jay Drummer was actually held up as being one of the Rock Hall of Fame. And astonishingly, without quoting too much from the interview that we're featuring Jimmy Osmond later on in the show, there is this notion that sometimes people, you still go around and people say, nah, not interested in the Osmonds. What? You know? Anyway, enough of such stuff. Still to come, as I say, we'll hopefully be going over to Los Angeles to find out a little bit more about Celeste Yarnell and various other things. Cameron, what sort of week have you actually had in Nashville? I mean, has it been... Because obviously, you know, it seems so glamorous, but then compared with Peterborough, possibly anything might. Sorry, Peterborough.
it's been a busy week. This is probably one of the biggest weeks Nashville has, CMA Music Fest. People from all over the world come into town to go to free concerts, plus the big ones at the stadium. Friday night we started with a party at the Country Music Association's office. Monday we were at the first international global party. And there were artists there from Sweden, Australia, the UK. There was another one last night, and this afternoon I'm doing another one, so I'll be out for 5 hours this afternoon. And our client, Abby Bridgman, whose song we played
she'll
be performing today.
Abby Bridgman from Southport, but not just that, a pentathlete, or is it triathlete?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And indeed, a former Miss Southport and top singer as well. Amazing. We will be featuring more Abby Bridgeport as the whole thing proceeds. Ed Wellman has been on the text, so to speak. If you wish, you can text us on.
Oh, what's that about the beeping?
07797-800-716. And Ed would like to say hello to you, Cameron, and hey, Nikki. I love the song. And yes, sometimes you do have to fall. Agreed.
Ooh.
There you go.
You see, Drive Time brings you philosophy as well as deep, meaningful discussions and lines from that. Listen, Ed, please, you know, Cameron and Ed Wellman separated at birth. Have you ever seen them together at the same time? It's like Superman and Clark Kent. In terms of the sequence, we had the Osmonds obviously singing as a collective. Heard obviously about your own reaction to "I'll be your," in fact, the original line, which it still actually sticks, of course, with the man is.
Oh no!
For which he's in the Guinness World Book of Records for being the youngest ever person to get a number one single. Would you like to hear the new updated Jimmy Osmond from his latest album with "Keep the Fire Burning"?
Oh, please.
That sounded no.
It did. It genuinely did. He might be listening to this, you know. I did send him the details and said you can listen live to the whole sequence, so we're working through that.
Well, Jimmy, you know, if you're listening, you've had a stellar career, but, oh, that song.
I tell you, we will play the updated remix version, which is extraordinary, but I tell you, Fall to Fly, excellent stuff. Almost ready to take us round to Celeste Yarnell, but I think we'll give you the sort of sequence of "Keep the Fire Burning" from, of course, his latest album. And again, you know, because we get to do this so rare. In fact, this is the first time in the years, quite literally, that we've been linking up with Cameron, and we're normally speaking of what treat have you actually brought along with us. So I think, you know, it's only fair. It's like a one-off scenario. We give him two tunes to comment on. Obviously, as a group, Osmonds have got thumbs up. We'll "Keep the Fire Burning." Keep the Cameron Tilbury flame going.
Or ignite it.
Will it ignite it? Okay. Would you like to introduce it, Cameron? Because I attempted to actually do the Cameron Tilbury-esque intro this time around, but I think, you know, you do it so well with the Midwick Drive Siren FM. Over to you, Cameron.
Oh, this is not fair.
It's called "Keep the Fire Burning," and it's by All right. Jimmy Osmond. Go.
All right, let's do it. You're listening to Siren FM, and this is Jimmy Osmond with Keep the Fire Burning.
But not in a scary pyromaniac way. That'd be too much. If you're expecting us to quote from Katie Grimason, I don't know. She hasn't sort of. She's probably just sort of thought, I can't take any more. If you're expecting us to actually quote from Penny Evans, well, she's looking after her mum. She said she might be a bit late. And then she actually sent me a link to a kind of folk band and said, can you play this? Oh, we will, but not today. Cameron, what did you make of Keep the Fire Burning and Jimmy Osmond?
Hey, that's a really good song. I think that's going to do well for him.
Yeah, well, you see, you've got to have faith in your friendly neighbourhood Midweek Drive presenter. You know, we're not going to bring you natural. We're not going to bring you soppy sounding voices. It's not. You know, we want positive stuff. Nikki, you didn't quite float your boat as much. As the first
one. I preferred Fall Before You Fly.
Yeah, I
messed up the title there spectacularly.
That's well, right. Yeah.
I'm not in that zone. I preferred the first song.
Yeah.
I can listen to this, but it's not rocking my world.
Not rocking
quite
your
world
quite. Don't worry, we'll work through that with the next one that's coming up, as we hopefully will be making our way to California to speak to Celeste Yarnell and Nazim, who will hopefully be back with us. Celeste Yarnell, of course, from a whole heap of shows and movies and generally all right, wonderful person, got a PhD in nutrition. But your time has finally arrived, Nikki, where you can genuinely ask Cameron Tilbury those last two questions.
Oh, but can I give him a little plug first of all?
Go on then.
Because I've turned the table on Mr. Cameron Tilbury, CEO of MapleStar Music and Media, and I have asked him a few very interesting questions. Well, I think they're interesting. Yeah. And they will be appearing on my blog, courtesy of Cameron, getting these questions and answering them straight away. Never mind the busy week in Nashville. This man is on the case. Thank you very much. Yeah. And you can find out all about Cameron on my blog on Friday.
Yeah. Would you like to give an address for your blog? And people connect
yes.
with this?
Yes. Okay, deep breath. It's Nikki Wells Clippard, KLIPPERT, NikkiWellsClippard.wordpress.com. Check it out on Friday. Cameron,
or use one of those search engines to type in Nikki Wells and you'll probably get a lead from
yes,
there.
That's what I normally say, yeah, but you did say to me.
I do, but I can see people screeching on their brakes.
I really need to work on this URL, shouldn't I?
It's a bit snappier. It'll be useful. Anyway, last two questions, please.
Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic interaction with us today?
I have, and it's just slightly only second to the interaction we had yesterday.
Brilliant. Oh, excellent.
I like to feel as though it's Midweek Drive, it's blossoming in a whole new world.
It is blossoming
global domination.
A whole new world.
It's fantastic.
And can we look forward to welcome you back on the show a bit in the near future?
I can't wait.
He can't wait.
He can't wait.
I thought he was going to do a follow-up, but no, he thought, you know, there's 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds, and we actually hit the Laura Palmer vocals.
Yay!
Laura Palmer, named, of course, after a character on Twin Peaks, his Bastille.
Looking out into the dark, cutting out a different path, led by a beating heart.
Bastille. Still haven't quite sussed out whether they actually are singing about the Twin Peaks character. What do you think, Nikki?
I love this song.
But
you see,
what about Twin Peaks? Forget the song.
I remember
Laura Palmer,
Twin Peaks.
Who killed Laura Palmer? The essence of the
you
whole
see,
Twin Peaks.
You see, but that's the thing
either.
About Bastille. I'm sure I read an interview somewhere with... he's called Dan. Can you believe it? South London? There's some linkage going
Storm
on here.
Storm the Bastille.
Yeah. And
Pompeii.
So, yes, well, he doesn't believe in love songs, you see.
No.
So we can look forward to all sorts of interesting things from them. And I just love the sound. I love the voice. I love the drums. They have a distinctive signature. They just do it for me. Well, and the lead singer's called Dan. I mean, you know.
You've already mentioned that. So the lead singer called Dan. This comes obviously from the Rockstar Romance trilogy. I'm holding Sophie's Run. Her famous star remains her rock, while life takes her on a little detour. When last we spoke, Nikki, of course, we were talking about time and life with respect to putting the whole thing together for Lincoln Inspired. Since then, of course, as Lincoln Inspired moves into 2014, are things moving from strength to strength?
They certainly are. The sequel to Sophie's Run, so the last book in the Rockstar Romance trilogy, Sophie's Encore, is currently with a publisher being edited. They're designing covers. We're very excited about it. I'm not quite at liberty to disclose the blurb yet, but
not.
I will be on the 15th of July, which is official cover reveal day. And good things will happen. Very excited about that.
Official cover reveal day.
You have to do these things. Right. And the cover is just, it makes me go weak at the knees. It's in a different league. It's ramping it up a notch.
We were speaking to Karen Maitland, who was on the show, of course, last week. You may have heard her talking about historical novels and so on. Do you ever want to move away into a different genre, or as it stands? Because I know there's a cracking novella that you're sort of putting together, which is in the offing for the festive period.
Yeah, and it remains within my brand at the moment. Yeah. Do you know, this is a really interesting question that I'm asking myself as I'm finishing the trilogy. I have a fourth book planned involving a rock star of a slightly different ilk, I should say, slightly different nuances here. And I wrote...
A former rock star who actually goes onto a talent show as a judge and then gets done in a sting operation.
There is a book waiting to be written there
as
well.
No
names being mentioned.
Of course
right
not.
Now.
No.
And see, there you have it. The rock industry is full of stories. So, I mean, you know, you could write a rock romance, a dramatic suspense. Mm. You could go into pararoms.
So many things. So many genuine things are going
to happen. So I don't really know. I mean... I've worked hard at building my brand, so it would be difficult to break out from that. And
do you see it as a brand, or do you see it as creative genius at work?
Both. Oh, definitely creative genius at work. It's who I am. You know, they say, write what you know, write what you love, and I do love my rock stars, and I do get excited about this. I have some other quite dark books in my head.
I'm not surprised.
You know me too well. That I'm longing to get out, but I'm thinking they probably wouldn't fit with my creative genius brand, so they might have to come out under a pseudonym. I don't know.
Who says that the road towards true love is straight and even? Sophie is certainly discovering that it is anything but. So she has finally found the man of her dreams. Well, she knows who he is, even though she hasn't actually quite met him yet. But she misses her opportunity, and then her life goes crazy. Just some of the opening summations to Nikki Wells' novel Sophie's Run, available, of course, as an e-book if you want to use those scenarios, etc. Or you can they get hold of hard copies of Bonnie?
You can get hold of... hard copies.
Physical.
Physical. Real Tree Books at Amazon.
There you are.
I'm on sale at the Bookstop Cafe in Lincoln.
And indeed, hello to Joff. I'm sure he won't be listening. You know, I'd like to think he does, but he probably doesn't.
He might be. But I am on sale there. Yeah, yeah. And I'm also on sale in Wealth and Paper Shop at the moment.
So you keeping it local, keeping it local.
I'm keeping it local, and I'm slowly expanding my reach. It's the first step toward world domination.
Our life together is flying somewhere.
As you're well aware, Nikki, back in December, we did a marathon, 25 hours.
I remember it
in
well.
In collaboration with our colleagues in Los Angeles, Phil Linus and Ilana Rain and a whole heap of other fine folk. There's one person was missing from that. It was like perfection, just slightly missing. Do you know who that might have been? Technically two people, actually, really.
I have a feeling it might have been the lovely Celeste.
The lovely Celeste and the equally lovely Nazim. Celeste Jarnell and Nazim, welcome back to the Midweek Drive, folks. How are you?
Well, we're great.
Hi, Alex.
Hi. Well, likewise, you know, as I say, a little bit of panic because I left two messages on your work number and realised then, no, it's 9:30 a.m. in California. They're not going to be at work on that sort of day. It's a different line entirely. Guys, I'm following your Facebook updates and all sorts of things there. Mockstart continues as wonderfully as ever. What have you been doing in the first half of 2013?
Well, we are now producing, and I have a role in an exciting new motion picture, science fiction, comedy, spoof, kind of like, remember Airplane, Galaxy Quest? It's called Unbelievable.
You see, it's not just a great title, but it's also something we could actually say. Celeste Jarnell is actually back in a science fiction movie. Unbelievable! As you can tell, the British folk are going crazy. At least the ones in Lincoln are. You know, It's crazy, you know.
Loving it already.
Back in the big screen, it's been far too long. But then again, you know, how many actresses go off to do a PhD in nutrition, become CEOs of their own company? And of course, as I say with Nazim, produce a whole range of artistic wonderment. Or as Nazim, London Lad. Of course, London Lad in Hollywood. I often think it's a bit of a fish out of water in many ways, Nazim, but I'm sure Celeste will look after you. That's the important thing.
I am privileged and blessed to be with my queen.
You see? That's your rock star romance, Nikki. It's brilliant
stuff.
Well,
here's the fun thing about Unbelievable, again being a spoof, it's being cast with primarily Star Trek actors.
Hey.
Way back from the classic or the original series days. And so far we have a lot of fun people from all the shows. Barbara Luna, we had Sean Kinney.
As you're doing that, that's it, because Barbara Luna, of course, was the captain's woman in the Mirror Mirror episode, and also appeared, if I recall, in various episodes of Hawaii Five-O, another classic series, with Jack Lord.
Right, we also had Gary Lockwood.
Captain Kirk's best friend, Gary Mitchell.
Celeste, I'm going to have to tell you, Alex is going quite mad here with excitement. If you could just see
him. I haven't even begun. Dorn, Denise Crosby,
Tasha Yar, you know,
Picardo, Tim Russ,
Tuvok, you know, the Vulcan from Voyager.
But what we still need are some investors. So can you help me raise some money in the UK?
I think Kickstarter.com will hopefully be one way forward.
We're way beyond that.
I'm using
no, not Kickstarter.
Okay.
We're looking for real Star Trek, real people. The minimum investment is 10,000 US, which tells me is how could we convert that?
About 5,000 British pounds, you know.
Slightly more.
It's 6,000. Let's say 6,000. You never know.
Contact me at Celeste at Moxart.com to talk to me about investing in the project. But our beautiful Nazim is doing all the storyboarding, and he's just working on a gigantic painting right now that'll be the poster for the movie. And we're going to launch it from the big San Diego Comic-Con in July this year. So Nazim has planned to do a graphic novel. We've already shot some footage that'll be playing on a loop from a really beautiful, huge booth, about a $50,000 booth at San Diego Comic-Con. So we're hoping, you know, that your listeners will be part of 125,000 people that show up to say hello to us.
Celeste, this is one of the reasons why we're talking with Nikki Wells, who's an author. In case you're wondering, Nikki Wells is an author who's actually producing a Rockstar Romance Trilogy. And I'm just sort of thinking, this is where Celeste is so good to have on a show, because she kind of infects us with her positivity.
Enthusiasm.
In such a way. Exactly. I'm almost tempted to actually write personally to J.J. Abrams and say, look, J.J., Star Trek Into Darkness, you featured Leonard Nimoy. There's a whole range of other casts. How about investing in Unbelievable? Just a thought, but there we are.
How about creating a part for Yeoman Martha Landon to
make
her I could be could I be her grandmother? Depending on which way we go back in time, I guess I'd be her grandmother.
Possibly. Or alternatively, you could simply have actually sort of, you know, as Val has effectively sort of left the planet of the Apple, it may well be that, you know, you've become more experientially enhanced.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I'm now a captain of my own vessel.
I think that really the reason for San Diego Comic-Con was to celebrate Celeste's birthday. That's my general thought. You know, Celeste, born in July, I think San Diego Comic-Con. It's just a thought there. I think we should actually put that through the system.
My daughter is born on the 4th of July. Nazim is born on the 19th of July. Our wedding anniversary is the 2nd of July. And my birthday is the 26th of July. So July is a wonderful year for us to beamer up.
Precisely.
Beam us across and we'll...
With our beamer business, we're beamering up all over the place. We just beamered up my own MD, if you can believe that, who's been doing a pilot study on Beamer and is so excited about the results that he has purchased the device and is joining me as a distributor in my my team.
Now,
so.
let's do, because I know sometimes the listener can get a wee bit confused. I mean, and this show is one where in the second hour we'll be speaking to Jimmy Osmond, and I was going to draw the connection between Jimmy Osmond working with Elvis Presley, and of course you worked extensively with Elvis as well, Celeste, and it's connected to that. But let's just talk about Beamer, because Beamer has nothing to do with the movie Unbelievable. This is a new product that comes out of Moxart. Share with us, what is it?
Well, Beamer is a totally separate company than Moxor.
Okay.
Moxor is our beautiful omega-3 supplement that I have shared with you, and
indeed,
that is moxart.com. Beamer is a FDA-registered Class 1 medical device that was engineered by Germans and is manufactured in Liechtenstein. And it's a fabulous technology that basically improves your circulation by up to 30%. So it just keeps everything moving in your body.
Well,
so
strange as it may seem, Celeste, Nikki is originally German. So, you know, there we are. Nikki, how far away were we born from Liechtenstein?
Oh gosh. Now
considerably
distant. Testing my geography and I shall fail miserably. 357 kilometres and a half, maybe?
Kilometres. They're Americans. They can't cope with kilometres. They're like we in Britain. You know?
180 miles, maybe? This is a rough guess. I could be way off, but it's the right ballpark.
My blood is microcirculating right now, thanks to Beamer, but also my DNA coming not only from the UK, coming from Worcester, but my other half of my DNA is coming from Germany. So
see, it was destiny that was bringing us together.
Is beamering like crazy right now.
Worcester,
Celeste,
Germany,
Los Angeles. Does beamering do for me if I beamer myself? What will happen?
Well, the very first thing you do is you lie down on a beautiful or recline on a beautiful luxurious mat, and you push a button. And in 8 minutes, your autonomic nervous system, you know, that fight or flight or rest and repose,
mm-hmm.
that beautiful system is immediately balanced. It alkalizes your system. It increases your microcirculation, which is critically important to take the pressure off your heart. And it helps your metabolism, helps you lose weight. Ah, the Beamer. You know, the problem with us human beings is that cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death in the world, but the number four cause of death is prescription drugs and doctor-prescribed treatments. So if we can do something naturally that can help to prevent, repair 45,000 conditions by making our own body able at last to heal itself. All our nutrition gets delivered better that way when our circulation is moving, our oxygen, our waste removal. So it's like having the most beautiful freeway system, turnpikes, what do you call them?
Motorways.
Yeah, it's like having all your motorways flowing with never any accidents that hit on it.
And no traffic jams.
That's right, because that's what we have going on in our body without the Beamer. Even if you're 20 years old and an elite athlete, you've got impaired microcirculation. Now, doesn't that sound right out of Dr. McCoy's?
I mean, it certainly sounds unbelievable.
The interesting thing, on a very serious note, actually, Nikki, and this is quite interesting, it was commented on by the late DeForest Kelly, who actually said that he saw very much the role of medical people as we proceed to actually becoming more tutors. And the thing that we often forget is how much the body is capable of healing itself. Mm-hmm. And our site, for instance, when I was down with the virus, so a few months ago, basically, the line from the doctor was simply, you know, stay warm, plenty of liquids, that's all you actually need, and to work through that. And we forget that. And sometimes, yes, it can help us. We've talked a great deal in the past about the importance of nutrition, coenzyme Q10, and so on. And it is something we often forget. I mean, Nikki, as a mum, do you often think about nutrition with respect to your children and sort of think, you know, it's never too early to start ensuring they're fed properly?
Oh, God,
all the time.
It's actually transformed my eating habits as well, the quest for five a day.
For that five a day, which basically, in case you're wondering, we try to get five fruit and vegetable types per day on a sort of system from that point of view. Nazim, as a London lad, is this something which was new to your good self? Did you think, what are you trying to do? You know, what is going on here? Or did you think, no, I just want my pizzas and burgers? It helps
me
create.
Well, you know, we do focus so much on, you know, on our resting and breathing and eating and digesting. But remember, if your blood can't carry all of those nutrients and oxygen and supplies to your cells, it's not going to do you a bit of good.
It's like the A15 with a blockage on it, basically. It's like trying to get through that when you've got chippings on the road.
You hit it exactly on the head. So that's why Beamer will deliver your CoQ10 and our Moxor to the cells that need it. You know, visualize the diabetic, the darling, dear, wonderful relative that we have that has that horrible Charcot foot where the foot starts to turn black. That's the perfect example of the blood not being able to continue to nourish the body where it needs to be nourished. So that's the benefit of Beamer. It underlies all the beautiful things that you're talking about. So Beamer is like brushing your teeth. You do it twice a day because the effect of the 8-minute treatment will last between 12 and 16 hours. Now, it's okay if you can only brush your teeth twice a week or once a week, but you're certainly not going to see results. You need to drink water, nourish yourself, get the amount of oxygen, rest, and Beamer twice a day. And we also have a sleep system with it because talking about having the flu, the Beamer boosts your immune system to such an incredible degree because it's mobilizing the white blood cells to roll nicely through your capillaries. Did you know, Alex, that 3/4 of your entire circulatory system is made up of capillaries? Did you know that?
It is quite astounding, and also the fact that if you actually unpick the alveoli in the lungs, you actually cover half a tennis court. It just shows what's packed in there. It's quite amazing.
That's right, and actually if you were to lay end to end every capillary in your body, it would wrap the earth almost 3 times, or like you would say, fill 3 football stadiums if we packed them together. So everybody puts so much emphasis on the heart, but they don't realize that the heart is not alone in producing blood flow. 3/4 of it is controlled by a unique little system called vasomotion, and that's where Beamer comes in. Vasomotion are rhythmic pulsations in the capillary walls.
Now, obviously, when we're looking for this, and I can tell that people will be using search engines to access this, I've actually typed in B-E-A-M-E-R, and I've got...
It's what you would type in is beamer-partner.com/Art of Wellness.
I think that perhaps if we just go to Art of Wellness, I'm thinking keep it simple. That's the important thing. And they can actually find up stuff on that particular basis.
Actually, you would go to MoxArt in that case. If you went to MoxArt.com, over on the left are links to all of our protocols. So MoxArt.com, you will see Beamer over on the left. But the beauty, again, is how Beamer delivers, like you say, your CoQ10, Moxor, and it gets it right. It gets this wonderful good stuff right to the cells and then helps you.
I'm pleased we addressed that, Celeste, because we actually have Beamer, the airplane movie for IMAX, watch any movie file on your Apple TV. We've got the Beamer class, and we've also got Urban Dictionary, where we have Dude, Your Uncle's Beamer is Sweet. I wish I could afford one. You know, who knows what's happening there? So go to moxart.com. Follow the sort of right. I tell you what, Nikki, will you be up for doing that as your little challenge for June, you know, until you return? Then we can sort of see how they just sort of find out what, because you come back with lots of questions, I've no doubt.
About Beamer.
Yeah.
I used to be a professional researcher, right?
Exactly.
So I shall put my professional researcher back on, hat back on.
Celeste and Nazim, are you up for this challenge? Are you putting a professional researcher on the case to actually find out the goodness of Beamer?
Well, I'll tell you, there is a professional researcher that's been on the case for the entire 15 years that Beamer has been in.
There you are, you see. So
No. It has 5 patents, and it's been put through its paces at the Institute of Microcirculation in Berlin under the directorship of Professor Medical Dr. Rainier Klopp, K-L-O-P-P. So there are some 50 studies behind it. It's in 42 countries. And it's absolutely brilliant. It's won the Red Dot Award in design, and here in the United States, it is FDA registered class 1, and all over Europe and the rest of the world, It has the class one full medical.
I think Celeste, we've got the point. It's marvellous.
I think what Alex meant was research from the point of view of the end user.
Exactly.
Your Joe Blocks or exactly. Jane.
Jill Doe.
Exactly. Jill Doe on the street. So I shall put my end user hat on and see what I can find out and what questions I will have.
Listen, time's
good. Look forward to it.
We will go. So Celeste and Nazim, have you had a reasonably interesting morning telephonic conversation with us on the show today?
It's always fascinating, Alex.
So can we look forward to speaking to you post-San Diego Comic-Con? Don't forget, of course, Unbelievable needs your support. If you've got a spare £5,000 or £6,000, this could be a wonderful investment opportunity. Unbelievable. Star Trek, classic, getting together in all sorts of ways. Obviously, we're supporting Phil Linus's movies, Lady Killers, etc. We will continue to do that, but there's another opportunity. Plus, of course, we're following through Beamer. Are you happy, guys, to return probably back end of July, where we'll actually sort of find out more about the exciting things that you're involved with?
Well, if you're ready to sing me happy birthday, then I certainly
That'll be on the case, quite clearly. Yeah.
What were those dates again? There was the 2nd of July and the 21st of July and the 4th of July.
It's like an Independence 20,
26, Day. 26, 19th, 2nd.
It's like lottery winning. It's
we'll
fantastic.
Be writing these days down.
We'll be there.
Fantastic. Why don't you come on over and join us at San Diego Comic-Con? That would be fun.
You know, I think we should. I mean, given that Gene Bruce Scott and Randy Reinhardt came over here earlier in this year, and they'll be back on the show next week.
Oh, wait, I forgot to tell you something. I am one of the keynote speakers at contactinthedesert.net. We've got Michael Tellinger. This is a UFO conference with the Perseid Meteor Shower Watch at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center in Joshua, California. I'm going to be revealing my personal, call it a UFO experience, for the first time in my talk. So we've got George Nouri, Michael Tellinger, we've got Stephen Greer, we've got the biggest names in ufology coming to share this exciting event.
Celeste, I'm sure we'll be putting you in touch with Ilana Rain, and we'll be having all sorts of magic. And remember, if you are an extraterrestrial listening to the Midweek Drive as it's going out into the ether there, we appreciate you just as much as we like our Terranian cousins and terrestrials. Just
rudely. That's why I'm called Celestial, you know.
Genius. Celeste Yarnell, Nazim Artist. We salute you. Round of applause.
Yay! Yay!